Here you'll see evidence of the first links established between American whaling ships and the Azores. When ships embarked from New Bedford, the prevailing winds often took them southeast across the Atlantic toward the coast of Africa.
The first Yankee whalers stopped at the Azores in 1768, and these whalers began to cross the Atlantic more frequently in the 19th century. Drawn to sperm whale grounds in the waters near the Azores, where they took thousands of barrels of oil, spermaceti, and ambergris.
Look at this 1844 chart of the North Atlantic showing the Azores. You can actually see pencil notations indicating exactly where whales were taken. In the 1800s, New Bedford had become one of the most active whaling ports in the world. So during the next 100 years, the islands became a logical and frequent stop because ships needed fresh water and provisions.
And whaling captains also discovered that Azoreans were accomplished fishermen and could row, sail, and navigate small boats in challenging seas. So many islanders joined whale ship crews and sailed with them to whaling grounds around the world.
Nicolas Vieira, whose portrait is in this case, worked his way up on whale ships. He started as a boat steerer on the ship A.R. Tucker, the ship in the small painting on the left. He made third, second, and first mate, and eventually became captain of the ships Canton and Bertha.
Many Azoreans returned to ports like New Bedford and San Francisco. Some settled permanently, laying the groundwork for the active and vital communities that shaped the growth of these cities. Now press pause and move to the next stop.